This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a John Chuckery show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening. As the Atlanta Hawks, besides just the offseason, we may have some scrubbing of social media going on around these parts. So let's head out to the waitforit.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Pat Benson. Covers sneakers for Fan Nation, covers the Atlanta Hawks as well. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, @Pat_Benson_Jr. Pat, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes, man. Thanks for jumping on the show with us.
As always, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, John.
So, you know, what do we make of this sneaker scrubbing and, you know, all these things about, you know, everything Atlanta Hawks related has been scrubbed off of Trae Young? I mean, anything to read here, or, you know, is it just a whole lot of nothingness?
Yeah, so I think for everybody else who may not be as plugged in as you and me, as much as we are. So basically, Trae Young, he updated his social media account, and it just basically promotes his unreleased sneaker, his third signature sneaker with Adidas. However, what you're referring to as scrubbed is there's no more reference to the Atlanta Hawks. And I think this one is maybe a little bit overblown just because Trae Young, he messes with his social media accounts a lot. I don't think he's signaling anything to us that he's wanting out or requesting a trade or anything like that. I think a few different social media accounts, not to pin this on anybody, kind of took it and ran with it, and now it's become this story. So I'm not ready to signal the alarm yet.
More importantly, what did you think about Trae Young's comments? Let's start with the Nate McMillan comments about how good of friends they were, and it was hard, and this, that, and the other. While I understand that they were not going to just, you know, have a fist fight in the locker room or in the hallway, you know, look, there where there's smoke, there's fire. And there was angst between those two. And, you know, again, I definitely think that there was a philosophical difference in some things. But what did you make about his comments when he talked about Nate McMillan?
Yeah, so I thought the whole thing was interesting. On the day of Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Trae put out the first episode of his podcast, and as expected, he was pretty diplomatic when it came to discussing his former coaches, especially Nate McMillan. And to your larger point, I think Trae is going to have to be, you know, really careful, you know, and he will be careful not to say the wrong things on those podcasts. But yeah, I mean, nobody's buying that. We know that. They had that big falling out during a morning shoot-around. I want to say it was in November or December. It was back during the fall. And Trae didn't even come to the arena that night. And it really made McMillan look bad. The team ended up winning anyway, despite Young's absence. So, yeah, I mean, we know that they did not always get along. And that's okay. That's normal. That's part of the NBA. Coaches and players don't always get along. But I don't think anybody's buying that they're, you know, that they were great friends. I'm sure they're still cordial if they ever cross paths, but that coaching change does not take place without Trae's stamp of approval.
Right.
So I don't think anybody's buying that.
Pat Benson covering the Hawks for SI.com, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The other part of the comment that I thought was very interesting is talking about Quinn Snyder and the idea of, and we've heard this from Trey and some other players, the idea of shooting more threes. Now, Pat, they were 21st in the NBA in three-point shooting. And I say that because, you know, when you saw this team at times, I mean, it wasn't just Trae Young. I mean, they were a – look, John Collins was a very poor three-point shooter this year. And the idea of that that Quinn Snyder wants them to shoot more threes, I mean, I understand some of the philosophy behind it, but I'm not sure that in a practical sense it makes a lot of sense for the Hawks to do that.
As the roster is constructed, you're exactly right. Right now, they're not the best three-point shooting team, but I think significant changes are coming this offseason. It's Langerfield and Kyle Korver's first full offseason as the head of front office. It's Quinn Snyder's first full offseason as head coach. So no doubt they're going to remake the team to make it more, you know, just to add some outside shooters. I think they overcorrected last year, last summer, because defense was such an issue. They were one of the top 2-3-point shooting teams in the 21-22 season, but then they overcorrected the following offseason, most notably with the terrible Kevin Huerter trade. You know, we won't go into that one. So now I guess they're going to try to add some outside shooters, and you're right. Right now, they don't need to be shooting a lot of threes, but hopefully after shuffling the roster around a little bit, they'll be able to compete, because it's obviously a three-point shooting league.
Pat, is there – I mean, look, I'm all on the Jaylen Brown train, and I want to do whatever they have to do to try to find a way to bring him in. But aside from a Jaylen Brown, is there a player or two that you think the Hawks could be in the mix for in a trade scenario? I mean, obviously, if they're going to look to change this thing up, they're going to have to trade some players because, again, there's no free agents by and large. I mean, other than, you know, a couple of, you know, vagabonds, but I mean, there's no real free agents on this team. So it's going to have to be through trade. Is there a guy or two that you've identified that you think could be a good fit for this team?
I think it's been quiet so far. I haven't heard any tangible reports involving the Hawks. I think the Jaylen Brown stuff is kind of a meme at this point. It's still a bit of a joke. And like you said, it's going to require packaging together multiple players to put together any kind of real offer if they're looking to bring back a star player. And right now, there's just no indication that that's the case. But you know what? The good news is we'll get an answer in 16 days, or at least we'll get a preliminary answer, because the NBA draft is on June 22nd, and that will be the very first moves of the off season. So they're going to have to tip their hand a little bit, because we're going to get an idea, you know, what they do with their draft picks, whether they draft them, whether they trade them. We'll start getting an idea in just over 2 weeks.
With the fact that, again, most of your team is under contract, you know, with that 15th pick, I understand the idea of best available player, but doesn't that feel like a pick that is immediately going to report to College Park? I mean, isn't that a guy who you draft and you stash him down in the G League? Because I just don't see how a rookie is really going to get any minutes that would be worthwhile versus having a guy playing every night down in the G League for College Park.
Yeah, I mean, historically speaking, you're right. I think A.J. Griffin really surpassed those expectations. He, you know, nobody was expecting him to play or play as well as he did this season. But you're right. Usually, most of the time, if you're in the middle of the first round, you're taking on a project more than a prospect. So, yeah, I mean, I think they could use the chief contract, though. Right now, without doing anything, without making any moves, the Hawks are already $8 million over the luxury tax, and they've got to find a way to improve the roster anyway. So that's why all eyes are on this NBA draft, because we're going to get an idea of what they plan to do. And I think it makes sense to draft a player, you know, try to develop him, and just benefit from having a cheap contract at the end of the bench.
What'd you think about the hiring of a Brittany Donaldson? She becomes the first female coach in Atlanta Hawks history, and going to do a lot of things with analytics, and obviously she's got that kind of background. What'd you think about that hire?
very impressive. She has a very impressive resume. She's only 30 years old. I'm 33, so immediately, you know, when you hear a coach being hired that's younger than you, you have to reevaluate what you're doing with your life, because she's really got a resume, and I think she's going to be great. Super analytical and very well-versed in player development, so I think she's going to be an excellent addition to Snyder's staff, which is really, really bulked up when you look at the different pieces like Mike Bray that he's added. So, yeah, I'm excited about everybody Snyder's added to his coaching staff.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that. I mean, you know, there's been some interesting folks that have been part of this staff. I mean, you know, Mike Bray, I think Antonio Lang is here now. I mean, Brittany Donaldson. I mean, there are some very interesting pieces, and maybe, you know, some people that are, I don't know how to say this, I mean, retreads or things like that. I mean, but,
yeah,
you know, but I think that there's a eclectic mix, let's say, of guys and girls that are on this staff right now for him.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of different demographics, different ages, different backgrounds. I think that would be great. I think one thing about McMillan's staff is, although they were definitely, they have plenty of experience, a lot of them, like you said, what kind of retreads, you know, some veteran coaches who have been around for a while. And it seems like this new coaching staff has a good mix of young blood, young talent, and as well as some older, wiser coaches, more experienced. So I have full faith in Snyder and the new front office. They know what they're doing.
You know, it's it was interesting because we got, I don't know, not too long after the Nate McMillan firing and when Quinn Snyder was, you know, being hired, we got all the press conferences from Tony Ressler. And when I say press conferences, the media rounds and things like that. But it's been very quiet, and I understand that he wants his guys to do things. But I do think that I think going into this off season, I do think that there has to be some clarification about the direction we're going to go. To your point, they're $9 million over. They're $9 million into the luxury tax as is, just standing pat. And again, am I going to have to wait for moves to see whether or not they're going to stay in the luxury tax, or, you know what I mean? I think that there are some things that Tony Ressler would do himself well to give some Hawks fans more faith and confidence about the direction of what the franchise is going to have.
You're right. That's an interesting observation. We haven't heard from Tony Ressler for a while. I think he felt kind of burned, whether it was self-inflicted or however you want to look at it, after the coaching changes and the front office overhaul mid-season. I think he was tired of being the story himself. So since then, we really haven't heard from him. I remember last year after the season ended, he held a press conference, and that didn't happen this spring. So you're right. I think he wanted to take a step back, let Fields and Korver and Snyder, you know, be the face of the organization. But yeah, it would be nice to hear from the owner. We haven't heard from him in some time, and I don't see how they're going to avoid the luxury tax, to be honest. I don't think they're going to be able to do any more backflips or gymnastics to avoid it. I think it is happening. Now it's just a matter of trying to improve the roster.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. It's just sometimes you want to feel like you have the direction from the top, right? I mean, again, Landry, I mean, say what you want about Landry Fields or Kyle Korver or Quinn Snyder when it comes to personnel. If Tony Ressler ain't going to go in the luxury tax, Tony Ressler ain't going to the luxury tax. It ain't going to be Kyle Korver, Landry Fields, or Quinn Snyder's decision. If he doesn't want to go in the luxury tax, they're going to do what they did with Herter last year and move on from that $64 million extension that he signed. So, you know, that's why I say that some, you know, again, leadership is one of those things that starts at the top and goes down. And it would feel like that it would give a lot more confidence to Hawks fans if you heard just even a little bit from the owner. Not talking about, you know, some of the things where, well, we're collaborative and we're communicative. Mm-hmm. No, concrete things, tangible things about, okay, we know we need to be in the luxury tax this year. Boom. You know, I mean, you say things like that and you don't kind of dance around the idea of, well, we're collaborative and communicative. I mean, that's why I think that the owner could come out and just make Hawks fans feel better, because I have all of these questions that I would want to ask and say, okay, what's the direction of what we're going to do?
You know, at first I was skeptical because I was thinking, why do we really want to be lied to again? Because he's hinted at, you know, like you said, he's danced around the subject of the luxury tax before, and he's led us to believe before that he was willing to pay the luxury tax, and that didn't come to fruition. But you're right. I would like – you convinced me. I would like some concrete benchmarks. Like, yes, we are willing to go over the luxury tax. Our goal this year is to advance to the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. Yeah, as someone coming from the business world, he's a titan in the corporate world where – it's all very results driven. Yeah, I would love to hear some concrete benchmarks from Tony Ressler. I think that would help a lot of Hawks fans rest easy.
What do you think is the goal that Quinn Snyder and this team has to achieve for this year?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's less about Quinn Snyder at this point and more about Trae Young at this point, because Quinn Snyder's entering the second of a four or five year contract. So he's still, building something, whereas Trae Young, he's been the face of the franchise since 2018. And at this point, I think it's, he needs to bounce back after a pretty rough individual season. It ended on a pretty high note individually for him, but I think this season's more about Trae Young and less about Quinn Snyder. And I think it's time to get out of the first round, two straight first round exits after the miraculous conference finals run. So, yeah, at this point, he's going to be 25 years old next season. This young core has been cooking together and been growing together for several years now, and it's time for them to, you know, it's time to see what the final product looks like before they throw in the towel on this young core altogether.
Sneaker reporter for Fan Nation, also covers Atlanta Hawks, Pat Benson Jr. joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, @Pat_Benson_Jr. And Pat, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes tonight. As we'll be obviously talking through the offseason here. It's going to be fun times, and we'll see what kind of big changes come through.
I can't wait. Keep up the great work.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.